You're listening to The Friday Morning Show. It's KAXE, KBXE, member-supported radio in northern Minnesota. Today we're learning about vaccines with some of the folks from Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital. John Patterson is the Interim Vice President of Operations. Tyler Waller is the Director of Pharmacy. Thanks for being here with us today, you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here, Heidi.
Well, let's get kind of an overview of vaccines so far at Grand Itasca. When did they start coming in? Who's been vaccinated so far?
Yeah, so we started planning for vaccine late last year and really started receiving our doses. I believe the first rounds we gave out were the week of December 21st. So to date, we've vaccinated 600 staff at Grand Itasca, and that's about a 75% acceptance rate from our employees. And that number is actually really high for the region. You know, we're really proud of that number. We've seen a lot of areas that have struggled to get to 50%. And, you know, I think a lot of that, our number is really kudos to our physicians and clinical leaders, really getting out there, hosting forums, talking to employees, listening to what their questions and concerns are back about the vaccine, but then really going through and talking through in detail about the virus and the effects of the virus versus the vaccine. And they've done a great job.
What concerns do you think people have, or your staff, if they aren't getting the vaccine? Are there various concerns people might have?
You know, I think early on, as the vaccines and the emergency use agreements were being released, people just had a lot of questions. I might be pregnant, or I might be breastfeeding, or I've recently had COVID, or, you know, kind of those questions and wondering, you know, how does it really fit in and what's the right time to get vaccinated? You know, and I think then there was just fear about the way the vaccines were produced with the RNA, which is different than historical vaccines. And it allowed the scientists and the science and these manufacturers to produce vaccine and make it more available to us at a faster rate. So I think it's just kind of all those concerns combined together.
Tyler, this might be for you. Was it difficult in storing it, or how, you know, to make sure that everything was going to go well with the vaccine? Does it have to be a certain temperature and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we receive our vaccination from the state through an allocation process in the Northeast Coalition up here in the northern part of Minnesota. And we've been getting the Pfizer vaccine exclusively to date. And as a lot of people know, that Pfizer vaccine requires ultra cold storage up to like 80 below zero. So we've worked really closely with regional partners who've had these ultra cold freezers in place. And there's very, very specific directions given from the CDC and MDH on how to store this vaccine, to transport this vaccine, when it comes out of that freezer, how long it's good in the refrigerator, when it comes out of the refrigerator, how long it's good, and how quickly it needs to be put in a patient's arm. So we're following all those directions to a T, but yes, certainly this vaccine and this technology using the mRNA is novel and new and very exciting, but it has come with some hurdles that we've learn to manage and manage really well to be able to make sure that we're getting this to our patients.
In talking to the state, we heard that there haven't been that many doses statewide even that have been not able to use if they've gone past the date or that kind of thing. How's it going for you guys? Are you able to use most things? And if you have, I don't know if it's even considered extras, but how do you handle that kind of thing if you have more doses than what you thought you did?
Yeah, so I can take that one. You know, I want to give Tyler and his team kudos for the work they've done. And I think what you're talking about is the variability with those vials. So right now, when we get a vial of the vaccine, it's allocated as 5 doses per vial. But depending upon the syringes you have, you might be able to get 6 doses and in some cases, 7 doses. And Tyler's been working with our clinical leadership and our patient access leadership to ensure that we haven't wasted doses. And that's, you know, you hear about wasted doses a lot of different places. And it's really because people are struggling to determine how many they're going to have and juggling. And, you know, we might have 1 to 5 extra at the end of the day. And our team's done an amazing job making sure we're not wasting those doses. And like I said, we could have 1 to 5 doses at the end of the day available. And really what we're doing is, you know, we're looking for patients that meet our criteria. Right now we are vaccinating patients that are 75 years and older. We're also doing eligible healthcare workers that have gone through public health and are deemed phase 1A. And then we are pulling from the schedule if any are available to give that dose. We're also looking at employees that weren't part of our first 6 weeks wave of vaccinations. Maybe they've changed their mind now as they've come down the road, and we're adding them to an employee wait list. So Tyler and those teams have done an amazing job.
That's nice of Ben to say, but it's certainly been a huge team effort. So
probably not anything anyone could have expected, as is the world right now. But you always have important jobs working in healthcare settings, but especially right now. Any feedback? Any people having any side effects from the vaccine?
You know, that's a great question too. What's pretty common with any vaccine are what's called flu-like symptoms. So maybe a mild headache, chills, or fever. That's pretty common after a flu shot, especially sore arms. We're seeing very similar things with the COVID-19 vaccine, this Pfizer vaccine that we're using. With the first dose, people tolerate it pretty well. When it gets around to that second dose, which is 21 days after the first dose, we do see a little bit higher incidence of some of those flu-like symptoms, headache, fever, chills. We're really counseling our patients to take some Tylenol or ibuprofen shortly after their vaccine to help alleviate some of those side effects. But it is pretty rare, maybe less than a third that we know have had those kind of reactions. But, you know, like we say, that's expected. That's your body building up that immune response. That's what we want to see to make sure your immune system is ramping up appropriately.
It's Tyler Waller, Director of Pharmacy from Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital, and also joining us, John Pedersen, Interim Vice President of Operations. Do you have any information on vaccine when it comes to the new variants that are out there?
Yeah, that's a great question too, Heidi. You know, I encourage people to look at the CDC website, www.cdc.gov. What we're hearing right now is that all of the approved vaccinations, the immune response that your body builds from those vaccinations are appropriate for the variants that are being discovered. I think this is a hot topic that's emerging and things are changing every day, but that website that the CDC puts forward provides up-to-date information and is currently stating that these vaccines are effective against those variants. So we're all watching that really carefully.
And you said you're using the Pfizer vaccine. Will you be using any of the other ones as well, or what's that looking like coming in the next month or so?
You know, we don't really know. I would expect that as production ramps up for both Pfizer and Moderna and potentially some of these ones on the horizon, it'll just depend on what the state can get a hold of and what they can ship out to us. So we're ready to give any of the vaccines that come our way. But right now it's been exclusively Pfizer.
Now, I don't know if this is too personal to ask. Have either of you been vaccinated yourselves?
We both have.
Okay. Yeah,
correct. We've received both of our doses.
Okay. So then how do you go out into the world? What do you recommend for people if they have been vaccinated? Can we just start seeing all the people we want and giving them hugs and all that kind of stuff?
We certainly wish we could tell people to do that. As a pharmacist, I usually recommend kind of the rule of seven is what I'm calling it. So after you get your first dose, you're not immediately protected. Your body takes about 7 days to build up its immune response. After your first dose, you're about 53% protected against getting sick with COVID-19. After you get your second dose, about 7 days after that shot, you're closer to 93% protected. So I think people just need to remember that it's not an immediate protection on the day of your shot. Your body needs that time to build up the immunity. Once you're out, you know, that 7 days from your second shot, that's another thing we're all still learning about. You know, can we still pass the virus? We don't know. We do know that we're protected and ourselves are not as at risk to get sick, but we need to still make sure we're protecting our neighbors and our community members by masking up and still practicing social distancing.
Is there anything else you would like people to know? So if someone, I think, John, that you had said that right now it's staff and people 75 and older, is that right, that can be vaccinated through Grand Itasca?
Yeah, Heidi, that's correct. So right now we're doing those two populations. We know our 75-plus populations for the county for our patients that have been seen here in the last 2 years is right around 4,500 people, and we get that out of our electronic medical record. Right now we're through week two of vaccinating that population, and so we're through about 600. So, you know, if you do the math and if allocations stay the same, we're going to be here for a little bit. I think the encouraging news is, you know, the state continues to report that they're receiving more and more vaccines. So we're hoping we will start to see that here. And I think people need to look at those different areas too. So we're doing 75 plus. That's agreed upon. We get our vaccine from mHealth Fairview, who we're part of. They're one of nine big hospital systems within the state. And what the state is doing is they're giving those nine hospitals vaccine, and they have all agreed upon that 75 plus age. You know, so that's the Mayos, that's the Alinas, that's the mHealth Fairviews. And so we're sticking to that. And, you know, really the science behind it is people in that age bucket are the people that have the most risk for serious illness. And so we're trying to be very thoughtful and get through that population before we move to the next group. We know that others in our community are starting to vaccinate 65 and plus, and we think that's great. You know, our goal is we want to get people vaccinated. So, you know, look at those avenues, look at the pharmacies, look at those areas and sign up. We encourage people to go to our website and sign up for MyChart and to get access to vaccination as soon as your group opens up.
Tyler Waller, John Pedersen from Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital. Hope to check in again with you soon when there's lots more vaccines.
Thanks for taking the time to meet with us. This has been great, and we appreciate you reaching out.
It's recommended that you do your own research, like we heard from the director of pharmacy, Tyler, there. Look at good sources. Don't just listen to what you're seeing on social media. Look at the CDC website. If you're in the Itasca County area, there's information at granditasca.org. Check with your own healthcare professional or pharmacy and tune in today at 11:30. We'll learn more about vaccine, about the virus. It's Chris Erisman, director of epidemiology at the Minnesota Department of Health.